afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The title of my speech is One Thing I Like to Change About My School and How I Will Do It. One thing I like to change about my school and how I will do it. The lack of the recognition of one's identity is the thing I like to change most about my school. Identifying oneself includes such aspects like teamwork, interpersonal relationships, internationalism, and a group of selves, self-control, self-confidence, and self-discipline. Being sure of internationalism is the key problem of our school. My school is located in such a place, Shanghai, which is an international city. But I think it's really a pity that we haven't seized these opportunities to open our eyes to see what the world is really like. For instance, most students in our school are reluctant to learn new things or to enrich themselves. They are against or opposed to new concepts. They are not concerned about what is going on in the outside world. They only do what they want to do and learn only what is enjoyable to them, in spite of whether it is right or wrong or useful. It looks like independence at first sight, but actually, it is irresponsible and rather stupid because it creates a person with a limited outlook. This kind of situation demonstrates that the combination of individual students' manners reflects the character of the school. That is because the behavior of every single student represents the school. Thus, we have to change ourselves. Basically, and most importantly, we have to change our attitudes. This is not something just like poor grades, which we can solve by working hard. We have to understand, no matter how well our parents educate us, or what our teachers teach us, only we can decide whether to do it well or poorly. So, from now on, do it for ourselves. Don't maintain the opinion that if we study hard, our parents or teachers will benefit from our efforts. This is an attitude towards how we will treat everything in life. Second, getting more knowledge. Extensive reading can help develop common sense. The explosion in knowledge is like a trend. For this generation, lots of people try to cover their eyes, pretending they do not hear the sound of the train running on the track. But this is no use. You have to open your eyes and look around what is happening. Find ways to catch the train. Watching news is a direct way to keep up to date on international trends. We have to realize the importance of training oneself to get used to this ever-changing world. Third, getting along with different people. Don't repel some people we don't like. We may not have to make friends with them, but we must get in touch with them. We'll find out each kind of people is just like a window who opens various fields for us. We can hear various opinions. Finally, I want to say, if we keep following this, I'm sure this will lead a school to an environment filled with rationality and liberalism. Thank you for listening.